In Israel, the Supreme Court is promising a quick verdict on the root of a controversial security barrier. The barrier is being built by Israel to separate itself from Palestinians in the West Bank. Yesterday, lawyers for the Israeli government said the route would probably be revised to ease hardship among the Palestinians. I spoke earlier to NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem for an update on the barrier and other political developments in Israel. Linda, let's start with the barrier. Israel now says it will revise the route. How would that differ from the original?
Well, Israeli officials say that as they have begun building the barrier, about a quarter of it is built so far. They've come across a lot of cases where Palestinians are on one side of the barrier and their fields or olive groves are on the other. And Israel has to build gates and man those gates with soldiers in order to allow Palestinians to pass through. So they say that in cases where they can, they're trying to reroute the barrier to make life easier for Palestinians.
Well, no change of route will appease people who are opposed to the barrier's existence to begin with. So what do they propose to do once the court rules on it?
Well, Palestinians, for example, have appealed to the United Nations General Assembly, and the International Court of Justice at The Hague is due to take up the issue in a hearing beginning later this month. Israel says that The Hague, the International Court, does not have jurisdiction, that it's a security issue. However, Israel is preparing a very detailed response. Israeli officials say that in places where the barrier has already been built, there has been a sharp decrease in the number of Palestinian attacks. And in places where the barrier has not been built is where it's easier for Palestinian suicide bombers to slip across. Now, the International Court of Justice at The Hague won't really make a difference for Israel, but it would be a propaganda blow if Israel loses the case in The Hague and if the court rules that the Israeli barrier, the way it's being built now, is illegal. By the way, the Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Korea today said that Palestinians would not oppose the barrier if it was built completely either inside Israel or on the border, what's called the green line between Israel and the West Bank.
And what does Israel say to that?
Well, Israel has said that border between Israel and the West Bank is not a security border and that Israel will do whatever it needs to, including building the barrier inside the West Bank in order to ensure Israeli security.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said last week he wants to remove nearly all the Jewish settlements in Gaza, as well as some in the West Bank. But then he said later that the settlers would be moved into already established Jewish settlements in the West Bank. So does that contradict his first statement?
Well, again, this plan is still in its very early stages. It's really not clear what would happen to these Jewish settlements if they will be dismantled and what Sharon really intends. Another idea that has come up is that perhaps they could be moved to the Negev desert, which is inside the pre-1967 borders of Israel. There are a lot of empty homes in the Negev. So it's really not clear exactly what Sharon means. Jewish settlers, of course, are up in arms about this. They say that they will launch a campaign against any intention to move them from Gaza. And in fact, they say they are trying to attract 500 new families to the area. Altogether in Gaza, there are about 7,500 Jewish settlers that live among 1.3 million Palestinians.
And Sharon just survived a no-confidence vote. Any other major political worries for him at the moment?
Well, he has one very major political worry, which is an ongoing corruption investigation. An Israeli businessman who was a close confidant of Sharon was indicted last month on charges of allegedly trying to bribe the prime minister by paying the prime minister's son, Gilad, a huge salary in order to consult on a real estate deal. This businessman was trying to build a resort on a Greek island when Sharon was foreign minister in 1999, and he allegedly told Sharon that his son will make a lot of money if this deal goes through. Israeli justice officials have questioned Sharon last week on this, and they say that within a couple of months they will decide whether there is enough material for an indictment. If he is indicted, the prevailing view in Israel is that he will be forced to resign. Sharon says he has no intention of resigning. He denies any wrongdoing on this issue. Besides what's called the Greek Island affair that I just mentioned, there's a second corruption investigation about $1.5 million loan from a South African businessman to Sharon and how it was paid back. So he does face several potential problems on finance issues and corruption.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thank you.
Thank you.